You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. In radio, we love the power of sound. We love stories that are told with the human voice, and we like to capture what's sometimes called noise out in the world. And two UC Davis researchers, Ken Tate and Brad Hooker, have begun a project now to collect sound focused on the drought. It's sound, including firsthand stories from California ranches and farms and the people who run them, the people who are trying to survive what has been life-altering dryness. So in the studio with me are Ken Tate, UC Davis professor of plant sciences. He's a rangeland watershed specialist and is creator of this project, which is called Voices from the Drought. Hi, Ken.
Hello.
Good to have you here. Brad Hooker is also participating in the project. He's a writer from the UC Davis Plant Sciences Department, involved in a number of these interviews. Hi, Brad.
Hey there.
Good to have you here. So, Ken, I think this is interesting in the way that it relates to where you grew up and what some of your childhood experience was. Will you start there?
Well, yeah, I grew up in Oklahoma, and so I obviously didn't survive the Dust Bowl myself, but listening to my grandmother, who did go through it and survive it, and my parents, who came out of it, it had a dramatic effect on the folks that influenced me as a young man and really stuck with me.
And then fast forward to this year when you were doing some interviewing for another project.
Yeah, we have a project going where we're interviewing ranchers just to get more information about their goals and how they plan and adapt to change in this dynamic environment in California. And as we went into that, the drought, of course, started to hit, and we began to realize that ranchers and other folks have a lot to say about what they're feeling, what they're dealing with, how they're surviving the drought, much more than just technical information. There's a lot of impacts on the family, things that can't be captured or quantified that have to be discussed.
Brad, Ken is thinking about this project, and somehow you get connected, and how did he describe it to you?
Well, Ken was talking to all these ranchers firsthand and finding their stories of having to deal with the drought, all these massive six-figure loans they're taking out to dig new wells and stuff. And he came up to me and said, we have to find a way to capture their stories so that other ranchers, other farmers out there can actually learn from this and we can document it from a historical perspective. And that's where my ears kind of perked up. And, you know, I know these are the folks who are most directly affected by this drought, and I thought this is a great way to do a nice journalistic project where we can actually capture these very personal stories of each individual person.
The project is called Voices from the Drought, and here is one piece of it. This is from Dan Macon.
This is the driest of three dry years in a row for us, and really since 2007 we've only had one above average rainfall year here in Auburn. The impact on our business has been that we have this year reduced the size of our flock by about 25%, and over the last 3 years we've reduced the size of our flock by about a half. Our focus has always been to sell meat at our local farmers market. We've sold lamb and mutton and wool products, and because of the drought, indirectly, we won't be doing that at all this year. Because we've reduced the size of our flock, I have taken a part-time job and will probably take a second part-time job this spring. So with full-time work and taking care of our flock of sheep, I just don't have time to be at the farmers markets this year. So we will be selling all of our lambs this spring, shortly after we wean them. We'll probably wean them early this year, and that will give us time to actually have outside off-farm jobs as well.
That's Dan Macon from Flying Mule Farm in Auburn, a commercial sheep ranch, and he recorded his own story, right, Brad?
Yeah, that's right. He just downloaded the SoundCloud app and just recorded it over his smartphone right there. I think he just took a couple takes at it. It took a little bit of figuring out, but he got it down really well.
Is that a possibility or an invitation to other ranchers and farmers?
Of course, yeah. You can just go to SoundCloud.com and search for Farmer and Rancher Voices from the Drought, and you can find our group right there. You can just download the app onto your phone. You can do it on your computer if you'd like, and it takes a little bit of work in for it. Some things are a little clunky about it, but you can. It's once you figure it out, it's just you hit record and just start talking about your story, and then you can just upload it to our group, and I'll take a look at it first to make sure, you know, it sounds good, and then we'll put it on there. We also gave some guidelines if you go to plantsciences.ucdavis.edu, you can click on our little drought page right there, and you can see something I wrote up to kind of explain our project. So if anybody out there, any farmers or ranchers actually, or sons of farmers or ranchers or friends or colleagues wanted to interview somebody about that, then they can just go on there, read more about the project. And we have a list of about 10 or 11 guidelines for it of just and some questions they can ask each other just to get people started on it.
All right. And we'll provide the link on our website. So, Ken, some of the inspiration here is Caroline Henderson's letters from the Dust Bowl. This is maybe the SoundCloud version of that. But what was your vision of the collective sound coming out of this project?
That's funny. I don't know that I had a complete vision for it. I wanted to create a forum where people could come together and provide in their own words, with their own background noise, bleating sheep, whatever mm-hmm. it is, to capture their, you know, their ideas and their thoughts coming out of into and out of this drought. Just wanted to make sure there was an opportunity for us to catch that, as was done. You know, and you look at out of Caroline's letters, Ken Burns created the Dust Bowl, which right. is an amazing and incredibly moving picture. And for him to have had the photos that had been taken at that time, so down the road for somebody to have this type of information captured.
Yeah, and we've had three dry years, but we don't know what we might be just in the midst of or at the beginning of right now.
That's right. You know, we don't know what's coming.
We're going to listen to a piece from Jeff Fowle next. Do you want to tell me a little bit about Jeff's situation?
Yeah, he's a farmer and rancher in Siskiyou County, the far northern part of the state, and raises crops as well as livestock.
Okay, and he's going to talk about his concerns that maybe we won't learn anything from this time.
The biggest fear that I have is that nothing will be done to improve and increase our storage capacity from the north to the south of the state, and that beet will be drugged and nothing will be done, and we'll enter an average precipitation year next year, and this year will be forgotten, and we will continue to not set up the infrastructure that this state needs to increase storage. And we probably then wouldn't be talking about it again until the next drought occurs.
Jeff Fowle is a member of the California Farm Bureau. How much did you hear the word fear, Ken?
You hear fear quite a bit. I think in this drought, particularly as we got into January, you know, as we got to January and it felt like October, that was a very sobering month for a lot of people. And you hear it, you hear the deep concern in people's voices and interactions really commonly.
That's Ken Tate. Also with me in the studio is Brad Hooker. They are talking about their UC Davis project called Voices from the Drought. And what's the ultimate goal here, Brad?
Well, for us, I think it's a story. It's the story of how each person is kind of dealing with it, what they're doing on a daily basis to try to battle this drought. And it's a new form of outreach, basically. We're trying to show what our farmers and ranchers that through UC Davis, through the University of California Cooperative Extension Network that we're all working with from day to day, and how these guys are battling this on a regular basis, whereas most people who are probably listening to this program are, you know, maybe cutting back on their water sprinklers or cutting back on their showers to shorten mm-hmm. it, but these guys are facing a much more severe situation.
We have the fire piece in here. I think, what did we have, 200 fires over the last weekend that CAL FIRE responded to? And at some point, fire will interface with the ranchers and the farmers. So your boundaries on what you'll listen to in these stories are pretty loose, aren't they, Ken?
Oh, yeah, they definitely are. You know, you build something like this and you start it. And you invite people to come speak about the things that are concerning them, to voice their, you know, what it is that's on their mind. You don't want a sense of that in any way.
Let's listen to one more. This is from Bud Sloan. He's a veterinarian.
The fact is that just about everything that we had planned as a family, vacations, home improvements, just everyday living, we pretty much put on hold. Every nickel and dime has been going towards purchase of feed. And I've had taken out a operating loan to try and get through this year. I'm just about maxed out on it. And I think this calf crop is just barely going to pay for that operating loan. And I just can't see myself dumping good money after bad to try and hang on to the animals.
We heard in the first piece about the concern about lambs. Now we're hearing Bud Sloan say he's worried California can't support a cow-calf operation. So we're getting a snapshot of this moment in time, but it's a lot about what the future will be and what's to come, Ken.
Yeah, that's right. You know, so we've come out of what was to be our growing season, and we didn't grow very much. And so we're looking to this coming fall when we're hoping to get more rain and hoping to get some green up. From about last August until maybe this coming January, when we do have some green feed in the hills, these folks are having to basically purchase feed to keep the cattle that they've got or sell cattle somewhat against their will at a time they don't want to. And so we're looking to January before we're back in, you know, back to even if we're lucky.
Well, thank you very much for the conversation and the information. And Brad, again, you're standing by to help anybody that wants to participate but might be a little intimidated about the technology, right?
That's right. Yeah, they can call me up and I can walk them through it if they need to.
Okay, and we'll provide everything on the website. Thank you so much. That's Brad Hooker and Ken Tate from UC Davis. The project is Voices from the Drought. You can find more at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio.